Hey, are you hungry? Well, you're in luck. Meat and Three is back for season 16. I'm Taylor Early, and we've got a whole new batch of reporters I am so excited to introduce you to.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Fisher.
Asha McElroy.
Sam Girardi.
Jessica Gingrich.
Hannah from Wisconsin.
I'm a swing dancing audio engineer.
I am a future registered dietitian nutritionist.
I'm from New York, and I love rice and beans.
My favorite food of all time is a shrimp burrito.
I love watermelon.
We've also got a bonus podcast for you called Behind the Internship. Three of our reporters will take you along to show how they develop stories for this very show, Meat and Three.
Hi, I'm Danielle Flitter, a plant-based chef from Philadelphia, living in Mexico City.
I'm Sophia Hooper. I'm a bartender based in Portland, Maine.
My name is Addison Austin Liu. I am a chef and food journalist from Salt Lake City, Utah, and my favorite food is Peruvian.
Rice and beans.
Hand-drawn noodle soup.
So tune in to enjoy a square meal for your ears. And I hope you saved a little room for dessert.
My name is Hannah Forden. I'm the membership coordinator at Heritage Radio Network, but even before I joined the team, I loved listening to HRN during my subway commute. It made the time go quickly and left me feeling inspired for the day ahead. HRN listeners tune in from all over the world, but there are a few traits that we all have in common, no matter where we listen from. A curious palate, the fierceness to make a difference, and a hunger for lifelong learning about the culinary world. As you know, Heritage Radio Network is a listener-supported nonprofit. To deliver the most ambitious, entertaining, and of-the-moment stories in 2018, we need your help. We need to raise $150,000 by December 31st to accomplish these goals and to keep your favorite shows on the air. Together, we can make this HRN's most exciting, impactful, and delicious year yet. Become a member by donating today. Join us at heritageradionetwork.org/donate, and you'll immediately start enjoying benefits such as VIP invitations to HRN events, where you will mix and mingle with your favorite hosts. Memberships also make a perfect holiday gift for all the foodies in your life. This year, why not give the gift of food radio? You'll hear your generosity in action for the year to come. Help keep our lights on and our mics hot by pledging your support today at heritageradionetwork.org/donate. Thanks for listening.
We're cranking it up today. This is my anti-Donald Trumpinator right here. I got the space drum, which is going to be the solution to everyone's Thanksgiving problems. Namely, your evil brother-in-law, who's going to be talking about Donald Trump, and you just hit him. I'm telling you, Pete, you need one of these.
Is this thing on?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. I like that.
All right, well, we're back again, and it's our annual Thanksgiving wine tasting here with our good friend Jean-Luc Ledoux. Let's hear for Jean-Luc.
All right.
We got Matt in the booth. Matt, hit that applause button.
Great to be here again.
All right. There you go.
And we've got new friends this year.
And new friends.
Yay! Yeah,
boy, that's awesome.
That's right. We got one James Beard Award winner and one James Brown fan.
We're making friends with wine.
Yes. Is that how we do it? Vino Veritas, absolutely.
I have to confess. I've been doing this show all year just to do this one.
So
I'd be at this one.
So that's well worth it.
So, all right, but first let's introduce our enormous.
Absolutely right.
Let's introduce.
Whoa.
The bell of the ball.
Hi.
Hey, it's Aaron from Grindhouse on Van Brunt Street in Red Hook, Brooklyn, USA, serving the finest South Brooklyn cuisine.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Good to see you here. Yeah, last time we were there, we had the whole. whole fried Cornish game hen.
Yes, and we just took that off the menu and replaced it with a heritage.
You took it off the menu?
Yes.
I'm crying foul.
You've seen the size of our kitchen, right? It's the same size as the bathroom. So, you know, sometimes you just get a little tired of a certain menu.
I mean, I love your recipe place. We had as much fun, like, tearing into that bird as I've ever had at any restaurant.
Well, you could tear into a heritage thick-cut pork chop.
I like it. I like it. All right, so we got Jean-Luc, we got Aaron. I think there's some pizzas on the way.
My mic's usually not on, that's true.
Is there still a problem with that mic?
I think so, Mike.
Oh, good Lord.
Don't worry, people
just,
hear me.
Just flying the flag, the ship of professional radio.
I was going to say that with your size kitchen, Cornish game hens are the ideal size.
Well, that's why we were able to do them, but we just got a little. We served enough.
All right, we gotta figure out. You know what? All this beautiful wine is gonna make all these problems melt away. So, Jean-Luc, what are we drinking first? We're talking about Thanksgiving. We're talking about turkeys. We're talking about a holiday that really is about eating and drinking. Thank God. And I say this as a Jew. I don't have to buy anybody any presents, which is why I prefer it to the other holidays.
So I brought a Catalonian wines. You know, let's be a little controversial this year, you know?
Yes, they are.
You know, this is well, it's actually from Cava, but it's a winery that doesn't want the appellation because they think the wines of Cavas are made in a very industrialized way. And it's a wine that's made biodynamically by a great estate called Ravento C. Blanc. This is their Blanc de Blanc 2015. It's made from a grape called Charello. And I think this is a damn good sparkling wine. And when you have a large group of people coming over for Thanksgiving, you know, you don't want necessarily to break up the champagne. You want something that everybody's going to enjoy. You know, your grandma might put some orange juice in there. You know, your nephew might decide
that. So you don't have to, like wince when someone overpours it to turn it into a mimosa.
Although I would say it would be a crime against humanity
to do that.
So this is
a Cava, and...
It's not a Cava because it got out of the appellation. No, they are, like, within the... They just don't like all the politics that go on with the appellation. This is also one of the oldest winery in the Cava region. They're from 1497.
All right, well, let's check it out.
You learn something in that much
A bubble.
Yeah.
You learn something.
See, you learn something in a wine like that.
A space drum does bubbles.
Wow, that sounded exactly how I felt when I was drinking it.
I really wish that our international listeners could be drinking this with us. It's so good. Jean-Luc, you've done it again.
Well, we have more wines to come.
It's very delicious. Yeah. Almost has a little rusty sort of thing going on.
And like a fresh almond, slightly floral, not very fruity, you know, but like bone dry. I think it's a wonderful way to start the holiday meal.
And we can find this at Ledoux's Wines?
You can find that at Ledoux's Wines and many places around the country.
I'm only interested in Ledoux's Wines.
Okay, you can find this at Ledoux's Wines. Alongside there, they make also a rosé called Rosé des Nits, which is fantastic.
I love like a rosé bubbles.
Well,
fantastic.
That's wine to try as well.
Again, awesome.
Here comes Matt. He's making ready. Does he have pizza, or does he just want to drink the wine?
I think he has a real mic.
All right, come on, Matt. Come in here and drink some wine. Is that?
And once again, it's the Reventos Blanc from Spain.
Okay.
From Catalonia.
It's a Catalan wine.
Give the engineer some wine, and then maybe some of the other microphones
I'm glad
to stop
that the
working.
The production
too.
Hasn't been disrupted by all the tumult there. Hey, Mikey. Well, I'm writing a sternly
worded letter to the suits at Heritage Radio. I want Pete's mic on.
Well, don't worry. Well, after a few years,
dear
we'll get it.
Mr. Heritage Radio.
Who needs pizza when you got wine?
The pizza's coming.
Who needs pizza when you got wine?
Me. Moi. I do.
I have to say, Mikey, I'm still recovering from the fabulous debut of Sharky and the Count.
Oh, my God.
Friday.
It was a mitzvah.
It was amazing.
We managed to jam a whole tour's worth of excitement into three songs.
It was amazing.
I loved it. We played at the City Winery on Friday night as part of Wesley Stasis. I keep on saying Wesley Space. I would like it better if it was Wesley Space.
Wesley Stace.
But Wesley Stace. Well, that's his cross to bear.
It's cabinet of horrors.
Wonders, actually. But horrors never cease. We had a great time. Okay, bubbles. I like bubbles. What's next?
What's next? We have a wine from New Zealand that you brought.
Oh, Aaron brought us wine.
Yeah.
From the
surprises here.
From the Grindhouse list.
I'm getting all excited looking at this, the line drawing that's on the label.
And this is the most brilliant label.
Look at the nuts on that ram.
Oh, my God. It's
my
ram.
Goodness.
It's
yeah.
a very, it is the well-hung ram.
This is a, it's a fantastic Sauvignon Blanc. You can see it's got, you know, all kinds of beautiful living schmutz going on in there.
It's a ballsy Sauvignon,
and,
yeah.
It's just one of the wines we're going to be featuring in an upcoming wine dinner December 8th. So we'll be doing all the wines from the Hermit Ram, as well as a few selections from Savage Grace label out of Oregon.
Are you doing Thanksgiving at your restaurant?
No, we're going to be cooking for a bunch of older folks who are really awesome. We're going up to their house up in Westchester, and we're going to cook a private dinner.
What are you cooking?
We are available for very soft foods.
Well, they really are old. They're going to be—they're gumming
it. A bunch of soft foods. No, it's going to be—it's going to be delicious. I mean, it's going to be—it's a challenge for my cooker boy, Kevin, because it's super traditional, and we both—you know—we were both born in trailer parks, and so so traditional to us is like, you know, stovetop and a butterball kind of thing. So, you know, it's going to be delicious. I like
Thanksgiving food. I like the turkey. I've got a heritage turkey here from Heritage Foods, which you know, it's a more powerful flavor than your bullshit butterball turkey.
Like a bird.
Tastes like a bird.
Tastes like a
taste. It's a taste of America, Aaron.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
America's
tasting
taste me.
Pretty sour these days.
Jeez Louise.
Anyhow,
so do we
we're
get
gonna
to
crack
try?
This open.
Open it up. Let's go.
Screw cap. Save the wrist.
So, John, look, we've talked about this before. Screw caps. I mean, there is a cork shortage when we're tearing cork trees apart. Screw cap. I'm not a snob. I like the screw cap, but also. Wine with a screw cap, tell me that I'm wrong, it won't go bad. You can't get corked if there's no cork, or can it?
Is that true?
Well, it will stay better longer. Of course, it's not going to be, you know, it cannot be corked because it cannot be affected by cork taint.
Mm. Can you age a bottle of wine in a screw
yes,
cap?
Yes, you can. Now, the secret about aging those kind of wines, you don't age them the way you age regular wines. You want to age your wine bottle standing up.
Ah. Age it standing up, Pete.
Yeah, age standing up.
Okay, this is like, again, wine is a metaphor for life.
Wine with a cork, you age lying down, you know. Okay. Wine has to be in contact with the cork, you know.
I first encountered, you know, quality wines with a screw top in Switzerland. And they said that just about every producer in Switzerland makes the screw top. And I found it a paradox because the Swiss Army knife all comes with a tire-bouchon.
That's true.
That's, you see?
It is a paradox.
It's a Swiss paradox.
I think the New Zealanders were the first one to use the screw cap.
That's a Swiss paradox. Do you know what the Jewish paradox is?
Oh.
Free ham.
There you go.
Matt, hit the applause button when I drop cheers. Jewels like that. Thank you.
Wow. So this Sauvignon Blanc is fantasticular.
Wow. Wow.
I worked for a while on that one.
This is so good. This wine is spectacular.
It's got balls.
It's got balls.
I wish you could see the labels of that bottle, you know. I wonder how this made it through custom.
It tastes like banana soda. It's like, it's so unexpected. It's so good. Oh my God!
Oh, that's earthy too.
It's got a lot. It's very robust.
How do you say it?
And it's got sort of a cloudy sort of color to it.
Well, it doesn't seem filtered.
It's a spunky wine.
Are those your tasting notes?
These aren't tasting notes. This is actually what the menu is going to be for. Because $95, seven wines. So six courses, seven wines.
And this is
bucks.
A Grindhouse
all inclusive, December 8th. I'm just looking at one of the.
I may have to go there. I may have to go.
One of the dishes is a Sichuan lamb neck with cumin, a fried rice patty, scallion, and horseradish. And for some reason, I want to put this with that.
You know, I tend to, with spicy food, I tend to go red, you know, but this would work great, you know?
This
would totally work. And you were one of the few restaurants on earth, and it includes even the province of Sichuan, who I would trust with a Sichuan lamb neck.
Oh, thank you. Well, Cooker Boy, well, I'm happy to hear that.
Well, your menu at Grindhouse is always changing, and like we're talking with the whole Cornish hen, and as much as I miss it, I'm glad to see it go, because I know
it'll
it's making room for something else. Yes. That's awesome, because it's always a surprise at your joint.
Yo, Mikey, when are you taking me?
Say what?
When are you taking me?
To the Grindhouse? Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I mean, December 8th, man. Like you keep those secrets from me now.
Oh, God, no secret.
Well, hurry up, because the evening slot is just about sold out, and the 6:30 is still available.
All right, we're gonna work this. But I tell you what,
I think we're gonna have lunch.
We have a special surprise.
Don't
today.
Do lunch, my friend.
Matt, get ready to operate my flesh tone generator machine that I've given you earlier today, and the applause button. We have a world debut of a new flesh tones track. Peter, why don't you tell us what we're about to hear in honor of the great American holiday, Record Store Day.
Yes, the Pilgrims.
It's bigger than big.
In their forward thinking, established a Record Store Day on Black Friday. And this is from our album that's going to be available only at record stores. So go to the recordstoreday.com, look up a record store and buy this record. It's going to go fast, Mike. It's going to go fast.
This thing is going fast. With a bullet.
The new album is called Budget Buster by the Flesh Tones. It does have a few new tracks on it. It's mostly a compendium of our hit 45s from the last 2.5 years. But this lead-off song is sung by Mr. Keith Strang, and it was recorded at the Circo Perotti Studios in Gijón, in Asturias. You ever go up there, Jean-Luc, up in Asturias?
Yeah, that's the place I go to up there.
You got
to
go wonderful. Up there.
I'll ask next time.
You will like it.
You're going to like food? It up there. It's mostly a cider country, though.
I love cider.
Oh, man,
cider.
That's where they do the real...
I bought cider last year.
That's right. Cider is good, beautiful, unpasteurized, unfiltered, fresh from the farm cider.
They do the pour from behind the back, you know, like that, holding the bottle up.
And making a mess is de rigueur.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, they don't
spill
make a
it.
Mess. They don't spill a drop. Oh,
yeah, but I do. I do, and no one blinks an eye, because that's just part of the trip.
Anyway, this was recorded up at with the Jorge Explosion. If you're out there listening, Jorge, and it's a Little Richard tune entitled "Dancing All Around the World." So lead off.
All
track.
Right, can you dig it? Right here on Arts and Seizures, World Day Blue.
That way we can drink.
New song for the Great American Holiday Record Store Day here with Pete Zaremba. Another afternoon at his member with Pete Zaremba and our friends Jean-Luc and Aaron. Let's hear the Flesh Tones. Roll it, Daddy-O. I'm serious. Take his phone away from him. All right. That was not the Flesh Tones.
No, it was not, but it was also a world premiere.
What was that?
That was Zaremba, Le Comte Psychedelique.
Your French listeners are going to be excited to hear
it. It was Pete, that was fantastic, though.
The Nouveau de Pas, my upcoming 45.
Your mastery of the Parisian tongue is spectacular.
It's embarrassing. But,
I love it.
But I try. I gave it a shot.
You sounded awesome.
Thank you, Jean-Luc.
Well, he's you know,
a deep cut.
Yeah, that accent's real.
That
you know, it's not like, you know, it's like a toupee. I tried to pull it off one time, but no.
Okay.
Weren't coming.
All right.
We have a lot of wine to drink here.
This
pizza coming. Right. But I got to say, though, this wine, this ran with the balls, the Sauvignon Blanc. Skin fermented, which is why it's got that sort of like cloudy.
It seems like there's a bit of sweat to it.
It looks like that first pee that you have after a night of bad decisions.
Uh-oh.
But
the first pee after a night of bad decisions.
It tastes fantastic.
There you go. Matt's getting it. It's coming along.
It's like that when I was in Australia, they were all talking about New Zealand. About how many sheep they have there and how isolated the New Zealanders are. And this Australian guy told me the story about the guy who's driving through New Zealand up in the country. The car breaks down. He has to spend the night with a shepherd, you know, with all the sheep. And so he goes, look, in exchange for this, I'll help you shear the sheep. And the New Zealander says, I don't shear me sheep with no man.
All right.
Give me some more of this.
This stuff is working clearly. Well, I think this wine is fantastic. But what's next? Okay, it's time to go from.
Hey, we're moving on, man.
One, two, three. Red light, as we used to say. It's red wine.
Ah,
let's get to the red wine. But this is truly amazing wine.
This is unusual.
Well, there'll be three more from this kid. It's amazing.
This kid.
How old is this kid? Six.
Is that a kid? Like,
I don't know. Everybody to me is a kid unless they're.
No, everyone's
much
a kid.
Older.
All right, what do we got, John Luke?
Well, I got a
house.
You need
this one
to bring room. That, you know.
Take it to Pound Town. Come on.
Let's go.
Jean-Luc, my favorite wine guy. I mean, he housed that glass of wine. He really liked that.
Oh, next wine.
I mean, you drank that with enthusiasm.
Well,
I mean,
it was good. It was
okay,
delicious.
I'm ready.
You ready? All right, let's move to Syrah.
Oh, Syrah. Okay, Syrah. This is my grape.
This is your grape?
Syrah is my grape. Let's see. So,
and Syrah is not petite Syrah. Syrah is a grape that originated in the northern Rhône. Now, the secret about getting good, inexpensive Syrah is to look for this appellation in the northern Rhône. Vin de Pays des Collines Rhodaniennes. I know, it's a tongue
Rolls
twister if I've ever seen one.
It's got something to do with hills.
Yeah, from the hills of Rhodes.
Okay.
And because those are the flat hills that used to be planted to peach trees back in the 50s. They started to replant them to vine back about 20, 30 years ago. They're just above Côte Rôtie, Hermitage, etc. And you get some fantastic wine.
Let's ask the real question. How much a bottle?
$14.
This is the best $14 I've yet to spend. This is fantastic.
This is
and you haven't even gave me the money yet.
That's right.
And I doubt if you will.
Cheers, guys.
Cheerio.
This is fantastic.
So this is from a producer called Jeanne Gaillard, 2014, Les Terrasses du Maudrin, Syrah.
In 2014, but most of these wines from this part of the world in this grape usually drank pretty young. Do you usually hang on to these bottles?
This kind of wine? No, not really. You want to drink them within 3-4 years of like them coming out. So it's, you know, now it's perfect.
It's great. This is perfect.
And I love like Syrah from there. It's spicy.
I love the pepper. I love the pepper of the Côte
d'Aron. I love the pepper.
Of the Côte d'Aron and that part, the pepper of the Syrah is where I'm
at. But you know, a lot of Syrah from other places in the world, they tend to be bacony, very ripe, very big. And Syrah from the Northern Rhône tends to be this light style of
it's
wine.
It's true. New World Syrah, it's true.
This is more
does
like...
Have a little more like smoking pork.
Yeah, this is more like pepper, white pepper, violets, black fruit.
This
you
is
know.
Good for the Thanksgiving table.
I think it's delicious for the Thanksgiving table.
Right?
This I think it's delicious every day.
Sure, this is a hunk of...
It's not just for breakfast turkey
anymore. Turkey right out
and
of the oven.
And you know, it would be delicious with pizza, too.
Yeah.
If we had the pizza.
If we had pizza.
If we were... Use the subjunctive. If we were, don't use the past tense because we're past tense. We live in bungalows now.
You're too tense. Calm
down. A teepee and a wigwam.
Yeah, you're too tense.
Unbelievable.
Erin's being, she's dazzled. The repartee is just
it's sparkling. While we're talking about this before, why don't we have a drink for the recently departed and great Malcolm Young of the greatest rock and roll band.
One of the three greatest rhythm guitar players of all time.
And the two others? Sean?
Keith Richards.
You better say Bo Diddley or there's going to be a fucking problem.
Well, Bo Diddley. Keith Richards and Malcolm Young.
But Malcolm Young is the... You know who loved Malcolm Young? Keith Richards. I mean, Malcolm Young was the driving force. I've seen AC/DC like literally 8 or 9 times, and I keep going back. And it's, I mean, the guy with the shorts and the hat plays all that frilly stuff.
But the guy you want to watch is Malcolm Young.
Holy motherfucking lord of everything great and small. This is the guy.
From a rock and roll family.
And we lost George Young recently.
A few weeks ago.
That's right. And we lost George Young, their cousin, the Easy Beats, who produced their first records a few weeks ago. So we've taken a blow. It's a rough year for rock and roll.
I know.
I did have the pleasure of working with them during their Ball Breaker tour.
Oh, Ball Breaker tour is great with the wrecking ball thing.
And then they have,
what a great gimmick.
What was it, the year that they were filming the Howard Stern thing, Private Parts?
Oh, man, but the wrecking ball tour was like a good one.
The thing about working with the legends is that, they've proved themselves, you know, so they're asking you, like, how would you like your tea? And you know they're just nice.
Australians.
It's the bigger they are, the nicer they are. Look at Pizza Rumba, he's a mensch.
I'm not that big, but anyway, this is delicious wine.
This is beautiful.
We're looking forward. Are you handling any Brussels sprouts for the holidays?
Oh, we have one of the biggest dishes on our menu right now is it's called sprout fried rice, and it's a rice cake that's seasoned with miso and a little Korean chili, and then that gets griddled, and then on top there is a sticky, heavily roasted Brussels sprouts.
Oh man!
Topped with a little crema scallion and bonito flake that waves hey when it comes to the table.
They writhe.
It freaks some people out, but
it's food that waves hey when it comes to the table.
Listen, I don't understand why some people are freaked out by Brussels sprouts. I think it's one of the most delicious thing in the world.
I love Brussels sprouts.
Some people are totally on the Brussels sprout thing.
It will make you a convert. I'm not kidding. And I've had people in Red Hook come up to me and say, there was the first thing I thought about when I woke up this morning.
We're Brussels sprouts.
And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm closed tonight.
That's the first thing you thought about when you woke up this morning?
Wow, that's
what kind of drugs are you taking?
Other people.
The studio audience really liked that.
But to me, like, postmodernism was when, like, kale became trendy. It's like leafy greens are now like a hipster fetish item.
I love
my leafy greens. I need a lot of iron.
Screw kale.
Screw it. All right, John.
Let's go ahead to me. Fuck kale.
Say it.
Pourquoi, baby? What?
You know, I mean, it's not that good. You know,
kale's a good sturdy green. I can dig it.
What about John
like,
kale?
It's like if spinach were Popeye and took some spinach, it would become kale or some goddamn thing.
If I wanted to have more bitterness in my life, I would eat kale every day, you know.
More bitterness in your life.
I don't need bitterness.
You want more bitterness, you'd move further uptown.
Where would Caldo Gallego be without it, right?
I love it. I love kale and white bean garlic soup. Mm. I'll tell you, back when I started my band, the Edison Rocket Train, and we were doing a residency.
That was a long time ago.
It was a very long time ago, back when things began. We were doing a residency at Manitoba's Bar when he was having bands play there. And after a gig, Manitoba gave me soup. This was the best. No promoter in the world has ever given me soup. Not in lieu of payment. He did pay me as well, just to be sure, because he is a Jewy motherfucker. But he did give. This is the best part of the Jewy motherfuckerness of it all. Here's your money. And Sharky, I know you'd be hungry after the gig. You guys work hard. You drink a lot. Here's some white bean and garlic soup I made.
Sweet.
I want you to take it home and have it after the gig.
That's awesome.
That was like. So. I don't know what to say about that, but it's singular in the history of rock and roll. He made me soup. We have more wine to taste, and we're running out of time.
We're gonna keep drinking it.
Let's keep drinking it. What's next?
Next, where
the fuck is my turkey? I mean pizza.
Vite!
Wow! Only have two hands. Huh? So our next wine, we have something I think is really nice. I tasted this a few weeks ago. This is a Bordeaux, and I'm not really that big on Bordeaux these days, but I think they're doing it right. This is a simple Bordeaux that comes in a Burgundy bottle of all
things. I was about to say,
What are you talking about?
It's a Bordeaux that comes in a Burgundy bottle, but they're trying to go a little bit more.
A wolf in sheep's clothing.
Listen, Pete.
Pete, you heathen.
You don't see the Bordeaux bottle, the shoulders and the neck. You see a slender, tapered bottle that does not say Bordeaux.
I know, but you see, it's the... It's, well, okay, I won't get into bottles, but...
And it's a
Bordeaux
simple,
and a Beaujolais bottle.
It's a simple, or Burgundy, Beaujolais bottle. It's called La Cuvée Bistro de Puy Arnaud, Bordeaux 2013. But, it's made actually by one of the great winemakers.
This smells great. This smells like a Bordeaux. No.
It's you know, it's not one of those new style Bordeaux that are aged in 100% new oak. This is absolutely no oak. It's aged in cement vats. It's bottled simply. It's meant to be drunk within 2-3 years. It's Bordeaux without the Ritz.
This, you know what?
It's very light. It's lighter than I expected.
It's lighter. You know,
it's a little big on the nose, but light on the tongue. And you can make a joke about that, I'm sure.
That will work great with turkey, with all kinds of different food that you will have at those Thanksgiving
table. I love getting my schnoz right into this glass with this one. You know,
we're gonna need larger glasses.
So Jean-Luc,
I'm not Charles de Gaulle.
I think we've spoken about this before, but I think in the last few years,
look at me.
I think in the last few years, I've actually found more like reasonably priced Bordeaux, meaning under $20 a bottle, like table wine from Bordeaux that's actually drinkable. Because years ago, any Bordeaux that was like at that price point, it was rough. Like Pinot Noir too, like. Wow, Pinot Noir at that price point is a tough ask.
I think Pinot Noir is tougher. I think Bordeaux, but I really like this for its simplicity. It's all about the fruit. It's very forward. It's easy to enjoy.
It's a little late for me, to be honest. I prefer the Syrah that we just had.
Okay. I prefer this. Au contraire.
Whoa.
Well, that's what makes a horse race.
We got a debate.
Yeah, we have a debate. I like this better. This is a much nicer nose. You know,
it's a little more elegant. It's not as rough around the edges.
Oh, man, that Syrah was very rough.
I love it.
Some like it rough.
Rough trade.
But they like a little romance afterwards, you know, so that's the romance after.
It is the romance.
You know what? I'm just going to... You know what? Let's have a little Syrah. I want to try that again. I'm going to try the Syrah so I can do a good... thing here, and time is bending. We're going to go over the usual 30-minute mark.
The radio
tonight.
Audience has to note that we're drinking this not out of your typical...
You know, you should post the pictures of the labels on your page.
And we will. Now,
because we forget, you know.
I'm going back to the Syrah
here.
We're
having so much fun.
Oh, the fun we're having.
Stuffed on pizza, drunk on
the
wine.
Pizza rumba.
So the Syrah is a little bigger. It's got a very dry finish to it.
It's just a very different style of wine. I like the simplicity and the elegance of this Bordeaux. There's a lot of Cabernet Franc and Merlot in it. It's easygoing, but, you know, it's a light red wine. I think would work great with, like, white meat on the turkey.
Well, what I like to do, and Aaron, you want to do a wine tasting this week at Grindhouse on Van Brunt Street, December 8th. You got to be there. I like to climb the ladder, much like Mariano Rivera used to do with his fastball. I like to start... A little lighter. I mean, it's very normal. We start with some bubbles, people coming through the door.
Yeah.
The nut cava that you brought was fantastic. And maybe, I mean, forget about that white wine. That Sauvignon Blanc was Sauvage that you brought. But start with something light. And then, obviously, the turkey comes. I want something bigger, more rustic. So I could see having that Bordeaux. I think you see what I'm saying. And I will go to hell for this, for criticizing Jean-Luc Ledoux. I think we drank them in the wrong order.
I agree with you.
No.
The mob is getting ready. Get out your
fish fork. I think we should have the Bordeaux
actually,
and the Syrah.
I'm 1,000%. I debated it in my small head. I was wrong.
How do you like them apples? Or grapes, Zaremba?
Well, I'll tell you.
See, I am supposed to be spitting, but I'm swallowing all
of
this.
Yeah, we're all supposed to be spitting. Yeah.
No, if you're spitting, you're not drinking. I know, it's been the fastest half hour in the internet today. No, is that our last bottle? Do we have any more?
We have to finish these.
These are good. We're gonna do that.
Get that pizza
our,
out,
we're going to do that.
In your time.
So we're doing a half an hour or an hour show?
Always a half hour on the show, Jean-Luc. It is the fastest half hour on the radio
in
today.
In modern radio.
And we're already over, but I'm extending time because time is... It's French. We're not
in
French
time. You can't do that.
It's my show. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
We're on island time. Well, we started late.
It's French time.
We started two minutes late, so now we have...
But there is a show coming in, and...
There was
that ridiculous bumper at the head of the show.
The Bordeaux's the closer, Mike. I don't know what the hell you're
talking
about.
I'm back to the Syrah.
They're hallucinating.
The Bordeaux and the Burgundian bottle.
I think Christine slipped something in
those brownies.
Let me tell
you, the second they put the Bordeaux into
night.
A Burgundy bottle, because you say Bordeaux, and I don't see, I like to put the shoulders on the Bordeaux bottle. You know what I'm talking about.
But it's a little, you know, messes with the mind. You know, you think it's going to be something.
My mind is messed with enough.
You like them bigger and more retound. That's what you're saying.
You know what? when you start drinking wine, the classic big Bordeaux, the kind of thing, a little more macho kind of steak wine was what I look for. And I do like Beaujolais. I love Gamay. I do love Burgundy that's lighter and more structured, because you come to that after that. But truly, in my heart of hearts, like the big bold Bordeaux is my favorite wine.
Ah, ben voilà.
You know, but que sera, sera. And it has been the fastest half hour on the internet, and most wobbly hour on the internet, on radio.
Our special guest today, today for Thanksgiving.
Me.
Aaron.
Me.
Aaron.
Me.
Aaron.
From what?
To Ireland.
Let's hear it for the great Aaron Norris. Please, everybody, Grindhouse, a special event on December...
December 8th. Get your tickets in advance. Two seating, 6:30 and 9.
For a spectacular wine tasting. But if you can't make it to that, and you are in Red Hook, go check out Grindhouse. Not only do they have a bit of a higher-minded cuisine and conceptual things, the menu changes all the time, but the best motherfucking burger money can buy.
I also have a really good bookshelf.
And and for your holiday wine needs, stock up.
He's the greatest front-of-house person in the history of restaurants.
Thank you so much.
So please go see Aaron at Grindhouse on Van Brunt Street in Red Hook. And our great friend Jean-Luc, who is now, you are in the running with Bob Burt for making most appearances on the show.
Am I?
Don't
hold that against him.
Is that a good thing?
It's a very good thing. I would say it's
for all your wine needs.
I would say it's a mitzvah. But please visit Jean-Luc Ledoux at Ledoux's Wine.
You can check our brand new website, ledouxwines.com.
There's a brand new Ledoux's Wine.
Well, we just redid it. It's all fancy and schmancy now, so you should check it out.
Ledoux's Wines. And just like it sounds, right? Ledoux's
check
Wines.
LEDOUWINES. Just like it sounds.
Beautiful. Please check it out. Jean-Luc's been one of the great punk rock sommeliers in the world. And but he's the real deal. We're happy to have you, Jean-Luc. Thank you very much. Okay, I can't wait. I can't wait to have you back. Like, come back next week. I mean, seriously, after Thanksgiving, so we can.
I gotta wait a whole year to do this show again.
No, I think we should come back next week and have like digestives.
Right,
we bring digestives for the show after Thanksgiving.
We do the after hour.
Just bring
week.
Me a bottle of Calvados. Let's hear it for Pizza Remba and his new French single. Fleshtones do have a new record out, available on the great American tradition of Record Store Day.
Record Store Day.
All right.
Black Friday. Thank you, everybody.
All right.
All around the world.
All around
thank
the world.
Thank you.
All around. Thank you. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Happy
Let's Thanksgiving. Cheers to everybody.
Cheers. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. I'm very grateful for all of you on Arts of the Seizures, everybody in the studio audience, everybody in the world, everybody in our friends in France, and Matt twirling the Dobbs. We popped his
and
cherry
España.
Today. And España. Y España. Y tu novia en España.
See?
All right. It was the fastest 36 minutes in radio history. We'll see you next week. Later!
Down in Petersburg, everything's fine. All them cats is drinking that wine. Drinking that mess is their delight. When you get drunk, start singing all night. Drinking wine's for you to drink wine. Wine's for you to drink wine. Wine's for you to drink wine. Pass that bottle to me. Drinking that mess is their delight. When it gets drunk, start fighting all night. Knock down windows and tear down door. Drinking half gallons and calling for more. Drinking wine's for you to drink wine. Wine's for you to drink wine. Wine's for you to drink wine. Pass that bottle to me. Hoy! Drink it, man. Oh, give me some of that slop. Oh, pass that bottle to me. If you want to get along in Peter's Town, buy some wine and pass it around. Age runs up to 49. All them cats, they love sweet wine. Drinking wine's for you to drink wine. Wine's for you to drink wine. Wine's for you to drink wine. Pass that bottle to me. Hoy! Wine, 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 wine. Elderberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Cherry, cherry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Blackberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Port and sherry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Oh, pass that bottle to me. Now down on Gillespie at Willie's Den, he wasn't selling but American gin. One soldier wanted a bottle of wine. He hit that cat for a dollar and a dime. Drinking wine for you to drink wine. Wine for you to drink wine. Wine for you to drink wine. Pass that bottle to me. Now I got a nickel, have you got a dime? Let's get together and get some wine. Somebody's fifth and somebody's fourth. When you get together, you're doing things smart. Drinking wine, sporty, you to drink wine. Wine, sporty, you to drink wine. Wine, sporty, you to drink wine. Pass that bottle to me.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.